coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
This is the time for awakening to our inner mechanisms, our potential, the way nature meant it to be.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Hyman here. Starting the morning right is such a key piece to feeling great throughout the entire day and doing the things you love. Now, I bet most of you can relate to waking up and needing a cup of coffee before you feel fully functional, and I've definitely been there myself. But I started a new routine every morning, and now it's something I can't wait to get out of bed for. Instead of regular coffee, I've been drinking Four Sigmatics ground mushroom coffee with lion's mane and chaga, and it gives me energy that is much longer lasting, along with a better sense of focus and calm, instead of that jittery feeling and without the late morning caffeine crash. Lately, I've been loving blending this up with some ice, cacao powder, and coconut milk for a really tasty summer morning treat. Now, I know you might have your doubt about the taste of mushrooms, but I promise Four Sigmatics ground mushroom coffee just tastes like a robust, delicious cup of coffee, and you don't even know there are therapeutic mushrooms hiding inside. Lion's mane supports productivity and creativity, and chaga, known as the king of mushrooms, has beneficial support for the immune system. All Four Sigmatics products are organic, vegan, and gluten-free. Every single batch is tested in a third-party lab for heavy metals, allergens, bad bacteria, yeast molds, mycotoxins, pesticides, and to check for purity and safety. And no worries if you don't love it. Four Sigmatic has a 100% money-back guarantee. I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Four Sigmatic that is just for Doctor's Pharmacy listeners. Receive up to 40% off on their best-selling Lion's Mane coffee bundles. And to get this deal, all you have to do is go to foursigmatic.com/Hyman. This offer is only for Doctor's Pharmacy listeners. It's not available on their regular website. So go to foursigmatic.com/Hyman. That's foursigmatic.com/Hyman. This is a really incredible deal. So it's the perfect time to branch out from your regular morning cup of coffee and try Four Sigmatics mushroom blend that can enhance your brain power, energy, and your immune system throughout the whole day. One of today's episode sponsors is ButcherBox. Now, one part of my life that I'm consistently grateful for is good food. It helps me take care of my health, and preparing tasty meals is one of my favorite ways to show love for people in my life. I love all the flavors of fall, like sage, thyme, rosemary, which are taken to another level when paired with a good piece of meat. And that's why I want to take a minute to tell you about my favorite resource for ordering clean meat and seafood, ButcherBox. ButcherBox makes it easy to get high-quality, humanely raised meat that you can trust. Every month, I get 100% grass-fed meat and grass-finished beef and wild Alaskan salmon delivered directly to my door. I honestly don't know what I did before I used ButcherBox. It's as easy as it gets, and the quality of their meat and seafood is really incredible. Right now, ButcherBox has an amazing offer I'm excited to share with you. New members to ButcherBox can get a free turkey with their first box. Forget about reserving your turkey or waiting in crazy long lines at the market. Just get it delivered right to your doorstep. In fact, I did. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer from ButcherBox for Doctor's Pharmacy listeners. Just go to butcherbox.com/pharmacy. I know you'll love ButcherBox as much as I do. And now let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Welcome to Doctor's Pharmacy. I'm Dr. Mark Hyman. That's pharmacy with an F. F-A-R-M-A-C-Y, a place for conversations that matter. And if you want to know how to hack your biology and attain superpowers that aren't really super, but are just our human powers that we haven't accessed, you're going to love this conversation with my friend Wim Hof, who I've known for many years. I've experienced some of his teachings personally. And in fact, in his honor, he's known as the Iceman. I just took an ice bath before our podcast. I literally did. He is an extraordinary guy. He has holds multiple world records for his feats of endurance and exposure to cold. He has climbed Mount Everest in shorts. He has been in an ice bath for almost 2 hours. Can you imagine being dunked in ice for 2 hours? And he swam beneath the ice for almost 130 yards, which is stunning. He's been injected with biotoxins that would cause people to die and has willfully controlled his immune system to fight the infections. Imagine if we could all do that with coronavirus right now. And he is the author of this incredible new book called The Wim Hof Method, Activate Your Full Human Potential. And he is not kidding. The benefits of Wim's method, now practiced by tens of thousands, have been validated by 8 university research studies. So this is not just hokey pokey, kind of super duper parlor trick. This is validated scientific techniques that help you access parts of yourself that you have never even dreamed you could, and empower you in ways to not only create health, but to actually have a happy, fulfilled life, which is a side effect. He's been featured on Goop Labs' 6-part Netflix series in episode 2, which I encourage you to watch, called Cold Comfort. He's been on the BBC, Vice Media, Discovery Channel, and now in his, he was featured also in his in a best-selling book called What Doesn't Kill Us by Scott Carney. And he lives in the Netherlands with his family, where he's speaking to us today. And I'm so glad to be able to have you on the podcast. Before COVID, I only did podcasts in person. Now I can talk to anybody anywhere in the world. It's pretty awesome. So you're welcome to the podcast, Wim.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. You made your mark with this one.
Well, I remember we shared the stage at Tony Robbins' event, and you came on before me, and there was no competing. Like, you got on stage, you jumped, and you did a giant split, then you played your guitar, and then you gave this incredible talk, and I'm like, all right, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've actually been in one of your workshops where I literally was able to easily hold my breath for over 2 minutes without any stress or pain or discomfort using these techniques that really are pretty extraordinary. You hold 26 world records, from climbing Mount Everest in your shorts to running across doing a marathon in the Namibian desert at 104 degrees without drinking any water. You don't actually quite sound human. So how did you get started on this? You weren't born the Iceman. How did you become the Iceman?
Yeah, exactly. I was born a human, like anybody else, but I think it was a trauma. Not only me, I say this, it was my mother. I was one of the twins. And unexpected, I was the second. I was too long in. And then I almost suffocated, and I was born in the cold of the hall just before entering into the operation room. So I think it is, it inflicted a trauma right over there. And that made me different. That made me different of my identical twin. It was, getting born, being almost suffocated in the cold of a hall, that inflicts on that little being there something, you don't know, but it's there. And that made me always different of my twin brother, identical wow. twin brother, because he has been experimented or researched upon, because we are identical.
That's incredible, yeah.
And it shows that he is not capable of doing what I do, because I trained. But the drive I got from that trauma made me a soul searcher, a searcher for something that is deeply within me. And I had to go and connect with that and solve it. And then, you know where I solved it? Where I found it? When I was 17, consciously, I felt the attraction to go into the cold water. I just felt, and I went in, and it felt like, this is it. I was looking for this, you know, without words. And that made me feel good. And then the other day, I went back, and I did the same thing, and it felt good as it did the first day. And then I began to do it, of course, every day. And then what happens when you go into the cold water, you do, you take a deep breath. Mm. That's natural, a natural reflex, because you need to influence your biochemistry deeply when cold ice water, which is a stressor, is inflicting upon you as an impact. You need to change the biochemistry inside. And that is done by deep breathing.
Yeah.
Then I separated the deep breathing at doing it at home, and I saw all what I had been reading upon these chakras, the esoteric disciplines. I learned to control the breath and to manipulate my nervous system, endocrine system, to the level of the autonomic nervous system.
Yeah.
This was thought of impossible by humans.
Mm.
So I did this for 25 years on my own because everybody was thinking I was crazy. Swimming outside.
Well, you are crazy, but that's okay.
Yeah.
In a good way.
I'm bloody crazy about my wife and my life. Yes. And after all, it's not so crazy after all, showing in science to go past the existent paradigm of our possible influence at will within our own bodies and mind. That means the autonomic nervous system, endocrine system, immune system, all lymphatic system. We were believed, we were schooled in that that was impossible to interact with or to influence deeply inside those systems of ours. And now we are showing in comparative studies to make people within a couple of days being able to tap into all those systems that, in contrary of what was written in medical science.
Yeah, so just to put in perspective for those listening, you know, what Wim is talking about is you have two nervous systems, essentially. You have the voluntary and the involuntary nervous system. You know, the voluntary nervous systems, you can raise your hand, you can scratch your head, you're doing that at will. But there's a whole set of operations in your body, your heart rate, your breathing, all the basic functions of digestion, your immune system, your endocrine system. They're all governed by your nervous system that's called the automatic or autonomic or involuntary nervous system. And this is not something that we typically can control. Yes, we can control our breath. We can breathe faster. We can breathe slower. And that's the doorway you're talking about into this system. But what you're talking about is really, you know, a medical paradigm shift, which is that we can have voluntary control over what we previously thought were involuntary functions, such as regulating our body temperature, right? Which is what you do when you climb Mount Everest in your shorts. And this is, you know, what I'm really curious about, Wim, is, you know, you mentioned these esoteric texts, and in Tibet, these practices, you know, we were like searching for outer space, and we're going to outer space. They're going into inner space. So the technology systems that we've developed that are our current modern technology systems, the amount of science has gone into that. They put that into the science of the mind, into understanding our biology, understanding how to influence it. And it seems like you somehow hit upon that. And there's an ancient technique called Tummo from the Tibetans, which is used as a spiritual practice where they teach monks how to dry the sheets. They dip sheets in ice water. They wrap themselves in the sheets. And when they're able to dry the sheets, then they send them up to the top of the mountain in their underwear to sit in the snow all night, not freezing yet. And essentially, was that the thing you read about that got you started thinking about this?
Yes, absolutely. And got me absolutely intrigued because there is not only more than meets the eye. I wanted to find it. I wanted to find what was written in all these esoteric books, from the Bible to the Quran to the Bhagavad Gita to the Torah and all the textbooks on yoga, this Patanjali, all those things. I wanted to see and how to experience. What are they talking about? What is this possible connection to a deeper level within? And now I found it, and I brought it to science. I found the proprioception, interoception, being able to be top-down regulated. So it all began with being inspired, looking at Gutumo, which is one of the esoteric practices of in Buddhism, done by Naropa, the doctrines of yoga. Tummo is one of them. Lama Lungumpa is another, is running in trance for days and on
end. Trance running.
Yes, yeah. Trance running. And you got the levitation, Lagimya Siddhi. You get all kinds of supernatural, so-called supernatural abilities within us. But they have to be awakened. You have to learn to connect with those abilities. And I thought, very inspiring. But what I actually want is to find happiness, strength, and health.
Yeah.
So for that, I went inside. And the cold it shows you who you are and what you are.
Yeah.
There you have a possibility to learn to control interior mechanisms inside through the power of your conscious will. It is concentration, and then neurologically, we learn to connect with systems existent within us, but within our Western science, thought of impossible to connect with, impossible to connect or to control at will by humans. And now I have shown in studies how to do it. For example, the last study I did in Michigan, Detroit, psychiatry, brain scans, I showed how to tap in to, consciously into the deepest part of our brain, which is the periaqueductal gray hemisphere, the place where opioids and cannabinoids are being activated. But this was known to be not possible to be done at will. And now I showed how to do it in brain scans just by my sheer willpower. So in brain scans, not even moving, I was not allowed to move. Just by the power of my thought, I was able to make cold water coming on my skin, and just by thought, making my skin temperature not going down. That is top-down regulation, interoception, thought of non-existent in science.
Yeah.
And now they saw, hey, I was doing that all the time, and the temperature never decreased. It stayed 1 degree up. And so 1 degree more than normal, it's there I positioned it, apparently. That's the way it works. And it stayed over there after exposure of cold water for 45 minutes. And it stayed over there. And then they saw what normally happens with test subjects, because they had 74 test subjects done the same thing in the brain scan and the fMRI. They saw them, and then they saw that the insula was very low activity, and the prefrontal cortex was very high activity because of the stress.
Yeah.
But they never saw the deep brainstem activity of the periaqueductal gray hemisphere, the endocannabinoid system, at work. And in my case, my endocannabinoid system inside was at will being activated, and thus I had a great time. My insula was very nice. My prefrontal cortex, or the stress, was not there, because I had a good time while being in the brain scan exposed to icy cold water
on
my skin.
Incredible.
That shows the deep esoteric disciplines of the Kutumo and the Buddhists and the yogis and all. This is what I show people to be able to do within a weekend.
Incredible. So let me just stop you there, because what you just said there was groundbreaking. Aside from the ways in which you can control yourself, that last sentence, that this can be taught in a weekend. I'm reading a book now called The Way of the White Clouds by Lama Govinda. Maybe you know that book. And he talks about these practices, whether it's Tummo, the trance walking, the levitation, these, quote, superpowers that these monks get after being in a cave for 9 years meditating, or 12 years meditating. But what you're talking about is a weekend that actually, you know, you're not necessarily that guy who's been meditating 40,000 hours, but somehow you found a shortcut to access your happiness. And in a way, these practices are really not about having superpowers. Who cares if you can jump in an ice cold lake? Fine. I mean, maybe you won't drown if you jump in the ocean, if you fall off a boat. But really, it's not about that. It's about mastering control over your own biology, your own mind, in a way that most of us don't think we have the power to. So tell us, how can you take a bunch of overweight, unhealthy people from the city and have them climb Kilimanjaro in their shorts and be great after just a few days of training? Like, how does that even work? Because, you know, you've been mastering this for 25 years.
Yes. Last time I climbed Kilimanjaro in shorts, the oldest participant without former experience in mountaineering, suffering from Lyme's disease, he did it in shorts in 31 hours. He is healing people with Lyme's disease now because he tested.
And normally it's 4 days to go up, right? To get up there.
Normally it's 5 to 9 days and then 40% in well-dressed with a lot of layers, but 40% only a summit.
Yeah.
And in my case, everybody is going to summit and then in record times. We are defying all the existent physiological laws of acclimatization of red cells and white cells. We just show a different paradigm. And that is possible in only, say, 1 day.
Unbelievable.
And that is amazing. So
how do you do it? Because, you know, usually you have to meditate for 40,000 hours to have these changes in your brain. Right.
Yes.
We see the altered traits. We've had Dr. Daniel Goleman on our podcast talking about these studies with Richard Davidson at the University of Michigan and looking at brain imaging of these meditators who've been meditating for 40,000 hours, these Olympic meditators, and have all this control and power over their physiology and their brain and their mood, their happiness. But you're saying it's a weekend training?
A weekend training, yeah. Maybe one day. Or one morning, even.
Oh,
it's like your house is on fire. Then you don't think, you do. And then incredible things happen.
Yeah.
We think too much. We are overcomplicated. We have never learned to bring the blood flow from our neocortex into the deeper hemispheres of our brain, which is the seat of all those so-called supernatural abilities of ours. The adrenal axis. We showed in comparison of research where they took the blood of people going into their first bungee jump and these people doing these breathing exercises, they took the adrenaline of those people doing breathing exercises. And I can show people doing that within 10 minutes that they have a higher level peaking of adrenaline than the people in fear going for their first bungee jump.
Wow.
You know, see what I mean? It's fully in control. They are lying down. They feel a kind of high and they are tapping into their adrenal axis deeper than those people going into their first bungee jump.
That's incredible.
If you have a control over the adrenal axis, then you know how to reset yourself to the way nature meant it to be the utmost of functionality because there is danger. And now you get a control over that. And then suddenly the tables are turned. Then suddenly bacteria and virus and anxiety and all those things, they disappear.
Yeah, incredible. So you talk about cold being your only master, your only teacher. Why is cold so healing?
Cold is because it shuts up. It's not complicated. You just have to adapt. You are learning about the mind is learning how to let go of your fear, anxiety, too much thinking, overthinking, complicated being. No, in the cold, you learn to let go so the body is able to respond, to adapt. And then you get into the adaptive mode of the immune system. You get into the adaptive power of the body and you learn about it. And with that, because when you go into the cold and you learn to do that on regular basis, then the neurology changes and you get neurological pathways to the adaptive power of your own body, the way nature equipped you with. Very logical. And then bacteria and a virus and anxiety, mood regulation, all those things, Chase, they happen naturally.
Yeah.
Because that's the way we are built. We are built to be not in anxiety because we have to judge and to be alert. We have a system for that inside. So depression, bipolar, and all those things, we are doing the studies now with San Francisco and Michigan on bipolar and depression to show that we have found keys to equip people with a higher control within their own brain.
Using and cold therapy or using just the breathing?
Breathing, most of it is breathing. Because what do you do when you go into the cold? You learn to breathe deep. So the deep breathing influences par direct the biochemistry. And the biochemistry changed is learning how to suppress the inflammation.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't go through the blood-brain barrier or the brain-blood barrier. And affecting and deregulating the hormonal homeostasis over there, called depression or feeling bad or feeling confused or anxiety or anything like that. Mm. We have a natural ability to rebalance our biochemistry through breathing within 10 minutes.
Wow. So what happens when we're exposed to cold, like to really cold conditions? What are the benefits? Why should we be even thinking about it? Because the last thing I want to do is jump in an ice cold bath or be in ice water.
I say always gradual cold exposure. Gradual. First, take a cold shower. And a cold shower does wonders, miracles. Our biggest enemy within our Western society, the killer number one, is cardiovascular related diseases. And anything that has got to do with the quality of life is a bad blood flow. Too much stress inside because the condition of the millions of little muscles in our 100,000 of kilometers, like 70,000 miles of vascular channels and capillaries, they contain all these little muscles. When they are stimulated through cold showers, they help the blood flow go through. Then the heart rate goes down 20 to 30 beats a minute, 24 hours a day. That means stress is out and the blood flow is guaranteed going better to all cells. So oxygen, nutrients, vitamins get better into the cells. You get more energy. You get more energy and less stress. That's what the body wants. That's the natural state of our body, to have sufficient energy for anything. Because that's the influencing into the mitochondria, the energy factories, through aerobic dissimulation. Oxygen. Oxygen didn't get in because the blood flow is being helped through the stimulation of those millions of little muscles. And a cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. In this case, the doctor is arrived.
Okay, so how long do you have to stay in the cold shower?
It begins with 30 seconds. You got to take the shower anyway to cleanse yourself and to be clean. And
so at the end, just put the cold on.
Yes, 30 seconds. And naturally, you will feel a boost. Naturally, you will feel the effect of the stimulation on the millions of little muscles inside the interior of you. This is the greatest vascular fitness exercise ever, a cold shower. And 30 seconds, then it goes very fast because the condition of the vascular system, it goes very fast to its natural state, which should be much better than the way we are. Because of our destimulative behavior, wearing clothes over our biggest organ all the time.
Yeah.
That is for the body, it's not logic. So a cold shower a day is the best exercise to train all these little muscles. Then you get a lot more energy. You feel a boost of energy. Yeah, because it gets better into the cells. And then it produces more molecules, more energy, ATP. It's all logic.
Yes.
And then naturally people are very fast able to prolong inside the cold shower, go for 45 seconds to 1 minute. So when it arrives at 3 minutes, then you got so much more outcome in energy in the day than the investment is by far. It's nothing. And you know what? A cold shower is addictive.
Yeah. Well, I like the cold bath. So I do the steam, and then I jump in just the cold water in the bathtub, and I lay there for a bunch of minutes, and it's incredible. You literally feel your whole system come back online, your brain come back online, your energy increase. It's pretty amazing. You know, so you created this Wim Hof method, activate your full human potential. The book is incredible. I encourage everybody to get a copy. It's really not just about a simple technique to jump in cold water. It's really about reclaiming your health, your life, your happiness, your control over everything. I mean, it's not just a little technique to get in cold water. Instead of the side effect of doing that is your life, right? So you've learned how to control your breathing, your heart rate, your circulation, to withstand really extreme temperatures, to actually be injected with like infectious agents that would kill people and subdue them with your immune system under your conscious control. And you've developed this into a teachable method that everybody can learn. So it's not, oh, here's this cool guy who can do these party tricks. It's like, this is a gift you're giving to the world. It's sort of, it seems like a little bit of a shortcut than living in a cave and meditating for 9 years and sort of cheating, but it really isn't. And you've really developed these three simple pillars: cold exposure, conscious breathing, and the power of your mind. So can you talk about the method and how it works and what we should be doing?
First of all, in the new book of Scott Carney, he is an investigative journalist, and he wrote that book, What Doesn't Kill You.
Right.
Which has been sold in 34 languages all over the world, very successful, New York Times bestseller, blah, blah, the whole thing. And he was to debunk me 6 years ago.
In good luck with that.
Yeah, he is an anthropologist and an investigative journalist. He was paid to debunk me. And then 2 days later, he was standing in the snow, barefoot, doing standing, you know, like a clown. He was standing in the snow. He was making himself ridiculous almost. No, he saw there that it is real. It is real. And in his new book, he tells, and he was investigating a lot of doctors. And one of them is a psychiatrist doctor who's into brain scans and all. And he tells, that's Professor Muzik. And Professor Muzik states, Wim Hof has found the secret of placebo. What we see as mind power, but we don't know where it is, placebo. Yeah. Now it is a tool, it's an entity. And we are able to connect with our will, with that power of the mind, and to intensify even the placebo effect and to make it even stronger.
That so even, is even, for people whose, even for people whose minds aren't disciplined or trained, you're saying this is possible?
Yes, yes, absolutely, because they are born with it. Mm. Only if you are schooled all the time saying, hey, that you are not Mark Hyman, but that you are Peter Franklin, then at a certain moment you become Peter Franklin. Because Mark Hyman is not accepted, it's not the way, you cannot do this, you are crazy if you are Mark Hyman, and all those things, you know. We have been schooled that we are not able to tap in with, at will with our mind into our bodies and to deal with stress. And that's the way we are taught.
Yes.
And now I teach the people within 1 weekend. Within 1 weekend, I teach them to change the paradigm. Man, you can do whatever you want, but you are built to be able at will, to control yourself so much better inside your own body. And it's only logic. It's wow. Only logic that our will, which is already inside of our body, that is able to control systems in our body to push buttons whenever is necessary.
Hmm.
That is a, of course, is a complete different paradigm than up till now we thought is possible. We are made to be dependent on pills, medicine, pharmacy, on McDonald's, on television, on all that. That is our system.
Yeah.
And that system it has to change, because that system is polluting the world, sodomizing the planet, exploiting the planet, and we become insensitive to ourselves and to others. This is the time for awakening to our inner mechanisms, our potential, the way nature meant it to be, the way nature gave it to us at birth. And we have to listen to that.
It seems like there's little doorways that you've created, right? The cold exposure, the breathing techniques, the meditation mindset that you use in the book. These are the sort of doorways that people can access these abilities that help them manage their own minds and manage their own happiness and well-being and their health in ways that are pretty striking. And I think, you know, I want to just chat with you for a minute about this experiment that you did, which I still find mind-blowing, which is you willingly let doctors inject a known biotoxin from E. coli into your bloodstream, knowing that this is something that would kill a normal person. And yet you were able to overcome this using your techniques and manage your immune system. What I'm curious about is, did you consciously go, okay, I'm going to direct my immune system to fight these bacteria or these toxins or neutralize them? Or were you just dropping into a state of meditation? Like, how does that work? I mean, particularly in this time of coronavirus, we're all wanting to strengthen our immune system. We're all wanting to make sure we are able to fight whatever we're exposed to. How can this play a role for us? And what did you do? And tell us about that study, because it's so fascinating to me.
Exactly. The same inflammatory markers that are the damaging factor in COVID, what is happening now, that is
the cytokines, right?
Yeah, the cytokines, number 1, number 6, number 8, and number 11, I suppressed them within a quarter of an hour. And this was known not to be possible by humans. I did my breathing. I changed my biochemistry, and I do it willfully. And of course, I know, oh, the doctor is going to inject me with the endotoxemia now, the E. coli. Okay, then the E. coli is working now. Not the effect after 1 hour, then it is at, then you begin to notice. I began directly to fight the E. coli's reaction upon my immune cells, the immune system inside, the cytokine storm and all that.
Yeah.
I began to fight it directly by alerting my body through my mind, that was one, and through the breathing. Breathing, specific breathing exercises. And they are within the method. They are very accessible for everybody, and they are very effective. Not only with me, then I said, oh, but you are the Iceman. You can do this. You can get the cytokines down where 16,000 people could not. You are the first one to show a complete different, a complete different picture. Oh, you have gone into the autonomic nervous system. You have been influencing into the endocrine system, into the immune system, thought of all not possible. And you have done that, but you are the Iceman. Then I said, no. I'm the Iceman. No, at the most, maybe you can say I'm a nice man. Iceman, that is nice for my ego, but I'm just a simple man, nice man. But let me tell you, we can do so much more than what you guys are thinking of in the science. We are built to be able to tackle disease, to prevent from disease. For that, we have our will and our ability through our breath, manipulation of our breath, to go deeply within and to change the biochemistry, to be on the alert, to activate the adrenal axis to the utmost, and then danger can be emotional danger, emotional stress, mental stress, bacterial stress, viral stress, any stress in the end is cell biological stress, which is danger. And then the adrenal axis activation takes care of that.
Wow.
There it is.
But you also said you did the study with people who weren't you. And yes. I read that they actually were also able to do the same thing you did, even though they weren't the Iceman. Exactly. They were like four other volunteers who were agreed to be injected with these toxins.
Exactly. 18 other.
18 others. Wow.
Yes. And okay. 12 randomly chosen of those 18, after 4 days of training, were exposed to the E. coli bacteria as well. And they all showed 100% being able to control and suppress the cytokine storm, the inflammation. They all felt good. They made jokes. They said they didn't injected us with E. coli, but with sugar water.
That's unbelievable. And they measured the cytokines and they measured all of that. And they saw that change in your biology, which we only see often with medication or not at all. I mean, it almost seems like this is such a simple technique to everybody to learn to help fortify them against coronavirus, right? I mean, even if you have coronavirus, do you think you could actually help to reduce the inflammation as a result?
Absolutely. Especially when you feel the symptoms, and I heard many already, but it is not medically researched. I don't know why. Maybe they are not interested, like yourself in your position with integrative medicine. You cannot make the money out of that. So,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Let's go past and let's get back to the facts. The fact is that the cytokines, the interleukin number 1, number 6, number 8, and 11 are the damaging factors of the COVID. And we showed in 2014, in a comparative study within groups, we showed to suppress it within a quarter of an hour. When you feel symptoms of COVID, then get into the breathing and you will be effectively able to suppress the cytokines. That's it.
That's unbelievable. So share with us what a technique of breathing that you teach is.
And, you just lie on the sofa or in bed. And then relax. And a relaxed body is able to store up oxygen in the tissue. So relax. There's nothing going on. Nice. Then you take a full breath in from the belly, chest, and you let it go. And once again. And once again. We do it 30 times. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. Keep on going. I explain what is happening.
Yeah.
We are blowing off the carbon dioxide, but it becomes very alkaline, more than normal. And that is a sign within the brain, two alkaline, adrenal axis activation. And then the adrenaline pumps in, it peaks, and anything that should not be in the inside of the body is going to be eliminated, suppressed. And what is it in COVID? Cytokines. So if you activate the adrenal axis through doing this 30 times, then we go after 30 times, because the oxygen trigger, the trigger to breathe is carbon dioxide, but it's blowing off. Body is very alkaline. Your biochemistry is great. It's great. And you just exhale, you hold after the exhale. So only a residual amount of air is left in the lungs. And you stay in that condition. And then easily you are able to go 1 minute, 1.5 minutes, maybe 2 minutes if you have done well the 30 deep breaths. 2 minutes with a residual amount of air in your lungs for 2 minutes without breathing. And that, what happens, of course, the brainstem, the primitive oxygen parameters, they say, there is no oxygen, no oxygen. And they shoot into the adrenaline. It's all reactive. So the brainstem, the reactive part of our brain, is just the buttons are pushed. And then the adrenaline shoots out, epinephrine shoots out over all the body. And this is very good to detoxify. So people with a hangover, if they do this 20 minutes, they detoxify. They can go for a drink again.
So the idea is you do 30 breaths, then you hold your breath for a minute or two, and then you
after
do it again.
After the exhalation, and then at the end, when you feel the urge of breathing again, you take them fully in, you hold for 15 seconds. Fully in, hold, and squeeze a little bit to your head, because it's nice. You bring in cerebrospinal fluid to the head. Then it gets into the brainstem and into the limbic system, into the midbrain, where we normally don't have so much blood flow because we always think is where the blood flow goes. Mm. Now we push it from the inside the deepest part of the brain. And then suddenly it begins to become neurally alive. And then we are able to connect at will because that's neurology. So we are, and then we get a sense of control over our mood. Mm. That is mood, absolute mood regulation. In case of people with depression, mostly it's caused by inflammation and stress and emotional deprivation. All that creates a biological or a biochemical deficit. And through doing this, you feel you're filling up the tank. And you feel that you are in control. And nobody wants to feel bad. Then they feel good again.
That's incredible. So basically the technique is 30 breaths, hold for a minute or two, take a breath, hold for 15 seconds, and then repeat?
Yes, repeat. And you will see, find out that every time it goes and easier and longer.
So and do this for 20 minutes a day is what you're saying. That's it.
That's what we do right now in San Francisco, big study on the DNA with this method, with this breathing. And it's amazing. The results are amazing on the DNA.
So let's see, amazing. 2 or 3 minute cold shower and 20 minutes of breathing, and you can give up all your winter clothes.
Yep. You can hit the road at any time without car.
And you can fight coronavirus. You can feel happy, empowered, in control of yourself.
You feel the connection. And then when you need it, you know what to do. Mm. You just go within. And then you learn about the lost connection within because of our exterior way of gaining information, control over the world, etc. And that control inside we lost. And now it's back. And we don't need to sit for 9 years in a cave.
That's incredible. That's incredible. It's incredible to me because I've always thought that you need to practice and practice and practice and meditate for decades in order to
be
able to.
You know what, Mark? They compared 10 minutes of this breathing, specifically breathing. It brings people deeper in the brain than people who are doing exercising for 4 hours mindfulness a day for years.
Wow. So all right. I'm in. I'm starting tomorrow.
Anybody can do this.
I'm starting today. Hey, I'm so excited about your book because your book, The Wim Hof Method, Achieving Full Human Potential, is exactly about teaching you how to do this. It's not just the theory. It's not just all the stories of how you had these superhuman feats, but it's really about how you as an individual can overcome some of the challenges we face as human beings that feel us make us feel powerless over our own minds, over our own happiness, our own life, our own well-being, our own health. And this is a very, very empowering idea.
Especially right now, with all the turmoil, the confusion, the anxiety, and the helplessness against the COVID. Man, there is so much more within us, and it's time to wake up.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. It's like you're the unlikeliest guru. I love Like this crazy guy from the Netherlands is just like found some doorway into something that was obscure to most of us for thousands of years. And I'm just so grateful for your work and your commitment. And, you know, I know you got
likewise,
to this.
I'm honored. I'm honored to be your guest on your podcast. Thank you very much.
Of course. Mark. Oh, of course.
You are a great, bloody great guy.
Thank you. Well, we have fun together when we're together. Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And I'm coming. I want to go as soon as COVID lightens up. I want to go do one of your week-long workshops in Poland. You go to the ice in the winter.
It's like 4 or 5 days. And in the end, you will be exposed to the elements of cold wind, that is wind chill and all for 5 hours in your shorts, and you're going to have a great, bloody great time.
Oh my God, I need it. You know why? Because I love swimming and there's lakes here, and I went in yesterday. It was a little chilly. And I was like, I came out freezing. I'm like, oh no, Wim's going to be mad at me. I was so cold. I had to come and take a hot shower.
Man, I don't like, I love hot showers. But I also love the, you know, the cold. The cold gives you such a power. Mm. And if you do the cold on a regular basis, like daily, you become, when you get older, and you know, so many people get old and get so many inflammation and deterioration of their condition and this, you will never get sick no more.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, speaking of that, I think looking at the studies you've done and combining cold exposure and breathing, meditation, and your mental attitude has had huge effects on people's health. And there are many students that you've had who are practicing this method for years and have been able to reverse diseases, things like diabetes and Parkinson's, and lose weight and do incredible feats of athleticism.
Arthritis.
How does that work? I mean, can you share some of these stories? Because this seems like a revolutionary approach to treating illness.
Yes. Autoimmune diseases is inflammation, based on inflammation, cytokine storms, a overreactive immune system, and we had no control over it. So when you begin to do this, you learn to tap into the adaptive immune system. You learn to go into the innate immune system, both. And suddenly, your rheumatism, arthritis, psoriasis, a disease of Crohn's, Parkinson's, all these things begin to become within your control. You sense it. You feel it. You don't need to know what is all happening. You simply sense that you are in control over the inflammatory markers. The inflammation doesn't happen anymore. Mm. How is that possible? Now, that is what is happening. And that it needs to be researched. I'm into the research right now with the Radboud University here on rheumatism, on arthritis. Because we have hundreds of people with arthritis and it's gone. They control it.
It's incredible.
Without medicine, without pills, they just control it. They got there and the doctors say, spontaneous remission. No, man, look into the healing power
Interesting.
We are born with.
Well, I'm very close to the rheumatology department at Cleveland Clinic, and the doctors there are very interested and open to these ideas. It'd be amazing to do a study. I love that.
Please. Let's go.
Because autoimmune disease affects, you know, 80 million people, more than diabetes, more than heart disease, more than cancer together. And the treatments we have are only somewhat effective and often have a lot of side effects and costs. So I think it's a really important idea. I love this idea. So we're gonna figure this out. Now, one of the other things, you know, is really relevant.
Mark, this is very important.
I know.
Studies, non-speculative, evidence-based trials is what we need to show.
I agree.
Because 80 million people relieving of their suffering by autonomy within themselves, that is love.
Yeah. All right, you just said it. It's love. That is exactly what this is all about. You're so full of love. You're so giving. You're so on a mission to teach people how to be happy and be empowered. Yes. And, you know, right now is one of the most challenging times in a long time in human history. And we're all facing the threat of economic loss, the disruption of our social fabric, the incredible fear of disease, the depression and loss of autonomy. I mean, there's so many things that are taking us down. And I know this is a very tough time for a lot of people. And what you're saying is that a lot of this is in our minds. I mean, there are realities externally that are real. And yes, there's loss and there's all sorts of things, but how we handle that is up to us. And using these methods and this power of learning how to regulate your own biology and your own health, that actually you can relieve things like depression and anxiety.
Yes.
And talk about how that works, because we sort of hinted at it, but I think it's worth spending a minute talking about how these techniques, the Wim Hof method that you describe in your book, Achieving Your Full Human Potential, which everybody should get, and I'm excited to have my copy and go through it and practice it, is how can we use this method to help us with this difficult time, and how does it work to relieve depression and anxiety?
Exactly. Depression is directly related to a deregulated biochemistry, a inflammation, a deregulated immune system caused by oxidative stress, could be stress from mental stress, emotional stress, bacterial, viral, doesn't matter. It's all cell biological stress. Are we able to have cell biological stress influenced positively by us at will? Yes, we have.
And you can before you go on, I just want to make a point. For those listening, depression, from the traditional scientific perspective now, we understand is a disease of inflammation in the brain. So exactly. If you're depressed, your brain's on fire. And that's why what Wim is talking about is so important. So continue. I just wanted to make that point.
Yes. So that is deregulating the hormonal balance of dopamine, serotonin in the brain because of the inflammation. And inflammation is the cause and effect of actually any disease. But let's get back. Are we able to bring down inflammatory markers or inflammation? And I say yes, within a quarter of an hour. Within a quarter of a, I mean, a very developed stage of disease takes more time, of course. It takes healing. It takes energy. It takes plasticity and all. We are all able to influence therein vigorously if we just take up the techniques well. I've seen so many people with so many diseases thought of incurable without the aid of pills and medicines. And now these people took on these natural ways and they cure. They get a control, a sense of control within their own bodies. And then it all starts. But for prevention, I tell you, and depression, which is inflammation, we are very able within 20 minutes to feel a different human condition of the mind within 20 minutes. Just do this breathing and then find out and feel, because feeling in the end is the real understanding.
Wow. Incredible, Wim. I mean, this is such a gift. You know, one of the things that you talk about is how when we push ourselves physically, that we learn about our boundless capacity as humans and of our spirit. Can you talk about that?
Yes, the human performance. When I get people, anybody, within 5 minutes, I can make them doubling their push-ups performance without breathing.
Without holding your breath. Holding your breath.
They hold their breath and push up like twice the amount in number of their push-ups they ever did.
Wow. So I can do 50 push-ups. You're going to get me to 100?
Yes. And then, without the aid of breathing.
Wow. Okay.
So tomorrow or after this, or because you got to lay on the ground, But this is what it is. We are able to influence par direct into the biochemistry, into the muscle tissue, and make it alkaline. Then you know performance. When you become sore, acidic, you're not able to perform anymore.
Yes.
But if you make it super alkaline, you keep on going because the neurotransmitters are able to keep on going. This is the simplicity of performance, is learning how to control and influence deeply into your biochemistry. Are we able to do that? Yes. We showed this. And that's it. We are incredible, all of us.
Well, you know, what you're talking about is regulating your pH through the breath. So for people who aren't medical, your pH, you know, is your acid-alkaline balance, and it's kept to a very strict number in your body, 7.4. But it can vary slightly, and it has big impacts on your physiology, on chemical reactions, on performance. And the best way to quickly regulate, and the only way to quickly regulate your pH is through your breath. So carbon dioxide, if it builds up, will tend to make you more alkaline, right? And if it's low, it'll make you more acidic. So if you're increasing your carbon dioxide, you're actually becoming more alkaline, right?
What we do is actually blowing off carbon dioxide. We blow it off. We blow it off, and it's being measured in the university. And it shows that the pH level went from 7.3, 7.4 to 7.8 to 8 even. Mm. And you know what happens with the virus? They become irreversibly damaged, viruses, when it reaches the point of 8. That's more alkaline. Yes, very alkaline. But it only peaks, and then it comes back to its original state. But you know what happens in most of the people with autoimmune diseases? They have a chronic presence of being slightly acidic.
Acidic, yes.
Their lymphatic system. And they don't clean up inside. Whatever the reason, doesn't matter. It's there. And that is the foundation for a deregulation of the immune system. In the end, it gets back into the system. And with these techniques, we are able to empty the lymphatic system of being acidic.
And, that's incredible.
To clean it up. That's prevention of autoimmune diseases. Boom.
It's so simple. Depression, autoimmunity, happiness.
Yes, happiness. Yeah, man.
What do you say to people who kind of say, oh, this is nonsense, this can't be true, I don't believe it?
This is what I always say, you know, nonsense. Try to sense this. Feeling is the understanding. Do it just once and then judge.
Yeah, that's good. I think try it. You like it, like I said, right?
Yeah.
So you've inspired so many people around the world. What are you most proud of what you've done?
Every time I get a letter that I saved somebody's life, or that he cured of a terrible disease or depression, or being out of this dark space where they have been with a family, for God's sake, not being able to be a genuine, beautiful father or mother or over their children, then that blesses my soul. That is the best.
Yeah, it is. It's nice hearing those stories. I think it's just incredible. And, you know, Wim, what's your vision for the Wim Hof Method? What would you like to see happen with this? You're putting this book out in the world. You've been doing this for a long time. You have a cult of followers, but now you're getting out into a bigger stage. What's your vision?
My vision is that I want to show that everybody is able to awake through a non-dogmatic choice to become happy, which is the control over the hormonal system, to become healthy, which is the control over the immune system, and to become strong, which is the control over the metabolic processes in the cell. Are we able to do this? We have shown this in science. And now it's coming to you as a non-dogmatic choice. And that's what I wish people to be: happy, strong, and healthy. Man, it's a great place. Let's enjoy it.
I love that. You know, I think it's so true. I mean, you're such a gift to the world, and you've taken something that's very abstract and mystical and religious and turned into something that's really practical, accessible, immediate, and powerful in its ability to reset your mind and your body on a path from disease and depression and despair to hope and happiness and health. And I mean, it's just
exactly
it's an incredible gift. And I'm just so happy to know you. And I'm so excited. When are you going to do your courses again? Because I want to come. Are they happening?
Most welcome to come anytime when it's possible, when the presidency allows us to travel again.
Okay. So everybody should check out his book, The Wim Hof Method, is Activate Your Full Human Potential. It's out. You can get it everywhere you get books. Go to his website, wimhofmethod.com. It's an incredible treasure trove of information.
I got to say something. We on our website, we have developed a free app. And the free app really covers all the basics. You never have to see me again. Just take on the free app and become happy, strong, and healthy. If you want to get to know me and do some crazy stuff, like climbing a mountain in your shorts, then come. Welcome.
Great. And you know what? You also have these great online courses, right? WimHofMethod.com/e-learning. So you don't have to go to Poland and sit in an ice bath in Poland, which sounds like fun. Which sort of sounds like fun, I think. That's what I want to do on my vacations, in an ice bath. But I'm excited about going. And you can learn yourself at home. And I encourage you to check out Wim's stuff. He's one of a kind, and he's opened a doorway that most of us never dreamed we could possibly enter. And it's really 3 minutes in the shower a day, 20 minutes of breathing. And that's a great way to start. There's a much deeper dive in the book. So check it out. I know you'll love it. And leave a comment if you love this podcast. We'd love to hear from you what your thoughts are. If you've ever tried the method or know someone who has or curious about it, tell us about your story. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share with your friends and family on social media and everywhere you can share it, because this is a groundbreaking podcast that I think will help millions of people if really you dig in and share it.
That's so power.
Thank you so much,
women. Happiness and strength for everybody. That's power. It's called love.
Love. Amen to that. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us in the Doctor's Pharmacy. Thank you, Wim, for being here. And I will see you in an ice bath soon.
Yes. Love it.
Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Hyman. Thanks for tuning into the Doctor's Pharmacy. I hope you're loving this podcast. It's one of my favorite things to do, and introducing you to all the experts that I know and I love and that I've learned so much from. And I want to tell you about something else I'm doing, which is called Mark's Picks. It's my weekly newsletter, and in it, I share my favorite stuff, from foods to supplements to gadgets to tools to enhance your health. It's all the cool stuff that I use and that my team uses to optimize and enhance our health. And I'd love you to sign up for the weekly newsletter. I'll only send it to you once a week on Fridays. Nothing else, I promise. And all you have to do is go to drhyman.com/picks to sign up. That's drhyman.com/picks, P-I-C-K-S, and sign up for the newsletter. And I'll share with you my favorite stuff that I use to enhance my health and get healthier and better and live younger longer. Now back to this week's episode.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Practitioner database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, who's a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.